What is hereditary hemochromatosis? What do those words mean?
So hereditary hemochromatosis is a genetic disorder that predisposes to excessive iron deposition in the body. The body becomes efficient in absorbing iron, but without a great way of getting rid of excess iron, iron will then deposit in solid organs, particularly in the liver.
Now, where do we get iron from the first place?
Well, iron comes into our body via our diet, dietary iron. Meat, leafy green vegetables, things like that.
And one can lose iron. Women lose iron during menstrual periods. You lose iron. How else can you lose iron?
Well, that's really about it. Blood loss is about the only way to lose iron. So blood loss, GI blood loss, menstrual cycle, that's the main way that the body disposes of iron. Iron is also formed into red blood cells, but there's only a certain amount of red blood cells the body will make, and the rest of the excess iron is deposited elsewhere.
So the goal then is to ingest enough iron and have that iron make it so that you have plenty of normal red blood cells that deliver oxygen to the body, and extra iron is handled by the liver and gotten rid of. Under normal circumstances.
Under normal circumstances, yes. Under normal circumstances, the body will only absorb but so much iron. But in the situation of hereditary hemochromatosis, the body has become perhaps too efficient at absorbing iron. So we'll extract extra iron out of our normal dietary intake, and then the body has nothing to do with that extra iron that it's absorbed, and it's deposited in the liver, in the heart, in the pancreas, and other places.
In hereditary hemochromatosis, how does the bowel absorb more iron?
So there are a variety of genetic mutations that take place. The most common is the HFE, hereditary hemochromatosis mutation. And what happens is through this mutation, the body will absorb more iron, deposit this iron into enterocytes or cells within the intestinal lining, and eventually this iron stores are transferred to other areas within the body, particularly the liver, in some cases the heart and the pancreas as well too.